holding it in the end in the Mechayla from Simchah Meches until the end. Simchah Meches, Mechayla brings down the Indian, the person wants to eat these sirach and sweet, or swallow this raw egg, like numerous times is very small, the swallow to make his voice pleasant, soothe his vocal cords. It's coming to the Lachah that might get smarter. The reason the Goyim sends you back to Lachah and Siflam above, the Lachah of, just like Recha Pedna before, he also to soothe and enhance your voice, do these things that Lachah together before. We discussed then the end of mouthwash, why it's more to a toothpaste. In the gate of Recha Pedna, there's no issue, not Lachah, you said it before. Siflam and Tess is coming from the Mishnah called from Zayn of an Aleph, numerous Lachahs of the negate and the Sigula before. The first thing is that Mishnah says, in Eisen Api, Api Tuzon. A person cannot do something to make himself, says Rashi Lakir, to throw up, regurgitate his food. He can't make himself throw out his food. Now, what is the reason why that's Usur? First, Rashi in the Mishnah says, because Domi to Refor, Nichol, like the act of Refor, Numus Yushoda bring down this Indian, Piskiriyah, Zerivon, Piskiriyah, they bring down the side of Domi Refor. Those are the words of Rashi. Since Domi Refor, we have a Xerah of Sikhi Samonim. Now, build upon this, coming from Kiva Egon the Gilead, and says, we have a problem over here. Rashi is saying the side of Isser is Refor, and that's how the Korah is brought down over here, and the Simon over here, which had a Sigur before. Yet we learn the Sigur of Muksa, the Gemara Dakhtu Chok Gimel Abeis. The Gemara brings down the Sigur of Asufi Yenukir. You take a person, the child that was born, of course, Rashi and traces, what does that mean? But says Rashi that the child was born, his bones are not straight. You lahachak say the avarav, you smooth out his bones to make it straight. Just the gather of being mistaken in the child. Coming along with more is that also is a mutter, a suvi nuka. Says of Nachman, the mice it's also, says of Sheshia, the loch is its mutter. Says of Nachman, I'll bring you a rai, it's also. The loch is, you cannot do this, I pick those on a rai one from another. Coming along with Sheshia, so Sheshia says, the mice it's mutter, because here's the case of. This is the case of Lavrochei, here's the case of Orochei. Can I compare the two? Explains Rashi, what is the Isser of making yourself lakir, making yourself throw up in the Sigur? Rashi says the Isser being Mesakin Gavro. Tikkun Gavro, just like smoothing out the bones, is the Isser being Mesakin Gavro. Making yourself throw up, and therefore you feel much better. Nichol Isser Mesakin Gavro. So what is the Isser? In fact, Kiva Egi is the Isser inside the Sigur of Fuah, which is our Sigur. Or the Sigur back to the Indian Baino. Mesakim Mono, Nichol Isser of the idea of the Mesakim Gavro. Of course, there is Rashi, as I heard, Kivegim ends up with Sarachin. Sarachin. Kamal Gomesh and Shuvan, they want to explain what is the aside of Machlechis or Sheshis and Rav Nachman, and really come along to answer Rashi. Gomesh is discussing a case with a person who has his false teeth that fell out. Now, he means the case now where they come out every night, the case where they are put inside and stay there, and it fell out, can you put it back on Shabbos? So you get the Baal, what is Machlechis or Sheshis or Nachman? How do you understand the Yisod over here mitzvah the Gedder before? You want to tie note, the Rav Sheshis is saying that you, Rav Nachman, say it's Nichol Gedder Mesakim Mono. So Rav Sheshis is not Mesakim Mono. Why? Because it's Nichol Gedder Orchei. Mash Enkei, the idea of making yourself throw off is Lav Orchei. And then what's Lav Orchei? It's Kamoi before. It's like medicine. It's like a Samomim. It's not Orchei mitzvah the Gedder before. You also not Orchei, therefore Nichol Gedder before. Therefore, the way Moshe explains, really, of Nachman and Sheisha arguing, what is the story why a person cannot do like here on Shabbos? What is the reason? When Rashi said, Mestakin Gavro, that's Rav Nachman speaking. Rav Nachman saying, Mestakin Gavro, it's also. Therefore, ordin, to straighten out the bones of the child, is Nichol Gedder Mestakin Gavro. Mash Enkin came along Rav Sheisha and said, no. Over there, that's the case of Orchei. Every child is born, that's what you do. That's Orchei. That's not Mestakin Gavro. That's what we do. That's a Derech. Mash Enkin, the idea when a person who drinks, when a person's dumb, he has to rejudge to throw up his food because he doesn't feel well, that's not normal. Lav Orchei. That's Nichol Kamoi the Derech Refuah, like the idea of Sikhi Samonim. Therefore, it's also. So, come on, that really, with two different Rashis, really depends on Nachman or Sheshis. Of Nachman, the study of the Issim is Sakhi Nachman. For Sheshis, the study of the Issim is Sugar Domingo Refuah. That means, figure out first a motion to get to his Sugar, putting back his gold teeth. You want to sign the first, according to Rav Sheshis, I'll put the teeth back. Just like I'll straighten out the bones, I'll put the teeth back, the false teeth. According to Rav Nachman, he wants to sign the chilek. But Rav Nachman, it is a tick in the goof of the dove of the person whose bones being straight. It's not an outside factor. Mashenkin, here it's an outside factor, putting the teeth back inside a person's mouth. It's not his own body being fixing, it's an outside factor. That's not literally getting the sakin gavro. It's like attaching a fork to your hand. It's not a sakin gavro, that's taking something else and attaching to it. Therefore, he wants to tell us the feast time of Sheshit is the feel of Firam, and according to Nachman, either Malkala put your teeth back inside. But actually, he explains to Moshe, this side over here, but what is the Issa over here? Vatam over here, there's no Issa mitzad before, even according to Sheshit. It's only because Lab Urche, therefore, it's Kemoy Rafua of the Issa of Sigisam on them. But it's not Mamash Rafua. And Vatam, that's the words of Rashi, it's from Zayim, it's Domil Rafua. The words of Mishabur is Domil Rafua, it's not Vatam Rafua. It's love, okay, it's like the idea before. People do once in a while what's needed to take care of their body. They also once in a while it's needed to take care of their body. It's just this idea that it's Kain before. But it's love, okay, that's your side. It's Dominic before. Dominic before. It's good, it's all Nichol there if you want to say. Well, or we're worried about this anything much more. But it's Dominic before. With this, really can answer a couple of questions in the Sugya, what comes out over here. We pass on our Sheshes. Comes out, yeah. Now, with this, you can answer a couple of questions. First, the Gemara goes on further and says, Lo Shanu Ela Bastam. Aval Biyad, the Gemara explains, Biyad is mutter. The whole idea that a person cannot make himself throw up is only Bastam, Biyad is mutter. The Gemara is Mamshach and says, Vaisa from Nechemio, Ach Bachol Osir. Why is Hefzit Oichlin, explains Rashi, there's a food inside his stomach, you're throwing off, and he can be hungry, you have to eat again. Hefzit Oichlin. Come along the Beis Yosef, brings down a third statement that it gives the Gemara from the Rif and the Rosh. The Hani Mili Heicha the Leketzar. However, the Iketzar the Loch is to be Mutter. Mutter. I mean, that's the first thing Gemara to plant the Loch practically. Gemara says three things. Number one, first of all, the Loch of Dapke, but Sam is also Biyad is Mutter. The second, Bechol anyway, is also. And third, the whole time, the Loch of Dapke, you have a case of Tsar. Now it says Hani Mili Bitsar. What does it mean Hani Mili Bitsar is going to be also going to be motor, have a no tire as also? What's it going back on? Makhluk Yishon, what's it going back on? Meaning, is it a kula or is it a chumro? Those who understand that without tsar, even biyad is also. I mean, you're saying on Shabbos, in the Gemara, that we're saying on Shabbos, biyad is motor, b'sam is also. What does that mean? Does it mean without any tsar, the ma'aseh, even b'Shabbos, the ma'aseh will be also? Even with the if you don't have any tsar over there, or is it mean vakert? This halacha will come to say that when you have tsar, that even the Shabbos is mutter in the case of sam. It's like a cool over here. What's the idea of hani mili b'tsar? Going back to come and tell you that when you have tsar, it will be mutter b'sam, or not that way. So that's my colleague showing him how to understand even shat the rif and the rosh. The rav, Mishnai says over, that's in the rav Yo. The rav Yo saying once you have tsar, it's mutter even b'sam. Even b'sam on my side, it's mutter. I tell Hashemi, you read over here the Mechaber coming from the Torah, and the Mir, the second Torah, before it's not the way. The saying this whole time, look, it's Mutter B'yad, is dafka in the case when you have Tsar. However, when you do not have a case of Tsar, then it'll be Osir, even B'yad. Well, why in the world are you doing it for?
So, how did the first sheet fit into the
Kolom of Rafua? Oh, so, Vekta Achorinim, in both Malachim, that's what we're leading to. How in the world are we fit into the Kolom of Rafua? Saying you have Tsar, it's Mutter to take Sam. The Maisa, according to Rav Mishnah, saying this trying to be showing him, the Maisa, Salmon Shabbos, you're for a while, I'll take it. It's olive. You're taking medicine to, because you're not feeling well, to reach your, because you're not feeling, you're throwing out the food, you're not doing well. Oh, well, guess that's terrible. We're filling out the points over here. That's number one. Number two is, even the Beis Yisrael says, what's Pshat in the Rif in the Rosh? It means come tell you, the Tzayas Mutter Biyad. Does he know why he cannot do Bassam? Does he know why? Because Efshe Biyad. He can do Biyad. He should have said very simply, you know why? Because he can't take some, it's medicine, he can take medicine on Shabbos. It doesn't say that. He says the basis, the reason why over here you can, oh, you do it for Yad, not for some, because Ef should be Yad. The second question. Or a third question is, that we get the law that taking medicine on Shabbos, if it's not Shaykh B'Sam Monim, the law is, it's going to be Mutter, unless this act can be done with Salmonim, we can't not using Salmonim, for example, by exercise, the law is, the person says the Taz Mishvua El Rabbah. Person, he cannot exercise for a four. Hagam is not taking his amonim. Because it's Shaykh Al Yidei Samonim. So here also, look at this case over here. It's Shaykh Al Yidei Samonim. Has a Mutter Biyad. So these three kashas come on the Gletal and the Tilodom always point out, you're right, it's not Sugi Rafu over here. It's dumb to Rafu for. It really it looks like the idea like Masak and Gabro. Ain't there, but like the idea of Rafu. That's another Rafu going on. Just taking away something that's bothering you. Take away someone who's bothering you with Dummi Tirfuah. Therefore, when it's B'mokim Tsar, they'll make or won't have this Chum of Dummi Tirfuah. If you fit into the Chum of Rafua, Mamash doesn't. Because my Yisrael Esen B'Sam should be much going to Rab. According to Beis Yosef, Sam is not much, only because F should be Yad. But so what? It's a little Shaykh B'Sam on them. But since it's only Domitri Fuas to Zachorim, for that reason is why the Meister can be make over here and let a person lakia throw up his food. Because taking weight, again, something's inside of you, like we discussed other times, something's bothering you, just taking away is not nichol to get a refuah. Taking
Hakayt.
Except
by refuah? Meaning you need both refuah and the Hashat to get Tamanim?
No, we need to. This is not a case of refuah.
Okay, fine, but if you're going to be using Tamanim, then why is there no Gzeris to get Tamanim?
If you use salmon,
right? Meaning,
so again, the reason we should, why Beit Yosef says not to use it because Ef Shabiyah said they can't be.
Why salmon only a problem because Ef Shabiyah? At the end of the day, there should be Gzeiros
Salmonim. Because you still have, if you cannot do it, you mokum tzad. Sounds like you have a tzad yemekel. There will be a tzad yemekel. That's what not really for. That's the swar over here.
The shaila is, we might use it. Forget about the fool. You have salmonim.
Right.
Why
is it not there? Someone will be healthy. When you're healthy, not take someone. There's no issue there's no issue with that before.
It's four. The only
worry
you're gonna
write
up things when there's
yes, there's no issue when you're Michael when you're a healthy person you'll take medicine. The issue is documented before. If it's not, it's only dummy before, but before, when it's not before, it's akil mamish, you wanna drink your cough syrup because you like the cherry taste, no problem if you're a healthy person. Mm-hmm. Might have other issues, but not without that. When that's the Sif Lama test. Sif Mem, two really Mem Vav or Mem Gimel, really has one Yisoid. There's one Yisoid that comes out from this different Sif over here. Is that something that's not shaykh to be done with the Salmonim, you will not have the Isser of doing there for one Shabbos. For example, the Lochan Sif Mem is a person who has pain in the stomach. He wants to put a hot water bottle on top of it to take away the pain. So come along, the Mechaber says the Maaseh it's mutter. The reason it sounds like the Mishnah won't clear in the Chayadim, why? You get the Lachan Sif Mem Gimel, it's not Shach be done. It's not the Dech be done, the Salmonim. The Lachan in Sif Mem Aleph, a person who is drunk, and one of the ways to healing it, or was drunk, and he wants to take away his Shechus, it seems to be rub his hands and his feet with oil over here. So come along, the Mechaber says mutter. One of the reasons says the Mechaber Avraham, you know why? It's not Shach with Salmonim. Lachan Sif Mem Gimel, the person wants to pick up his ears, I'm not sure what that means, or pick up his unkli, I'm not sure what that is. But do these things over here, come on the Mechaber, bringing down from the Torah and the Rambam, since it's not the Dekri with the Salmonim, the Maitet Smutra, however, his Maisif also has to be Mokam Tsar. Because not Mokam Tsar, you have a slight problem, says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzad Sugya of the Nuchal. The Lachan Sif Mem Vav, discussing putting a cold thing on top of your eyes, so it's not be as fast it, not let it blow up. Come along, the Mishabur being down from a chayodim, one put a knife on top of a bump to push it down. Says the Mishabur, the Maitis Mutter, says the Shayatin, what is the reason? Because not Shach to be done with Salmonim. So again, we have these Sifrim, basically from Sif Mem to Mem Vav, all Baker speaking out one concept over here, the idea that's not Shaykh Ali Day Salmonim, the Maitis is going to be Mutter. Now, what does that mean? But that's the Yisrael Shabbat. Now, to clarify or explain the Yisoid, or different ways of categorizing the Yisoid, is that, again, we have this heter. If so, the question is, we get Sif Mem Beis, the idea of exercise. Person is doing jumping jacks, or whatever you're stretching and bending. And the loka is, it's also mitzvah sugya of refuah, according to the Shita of the Rambam, the Aruch, the Rebbeinu Chananel. The Maaseh is not using Salmonim, why is it also? The Kamung, the Taz, the Rav, the Mishabur, brings down loka LaMaaseh. Why? Because it does not mean they're not using Salmonim. The Yisoid, it's not shaykh to be used Salmonim. It cannot be used, since you can be a gear ve'azir, can get heated up and sweaty and do it through Salmonim, Gami, not using Salmonim, still will be altered. That means Yisoid, these Sifrim, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not just you're not using Salmonim. It's also something that's not a derech to use Salmonim. That means if it was a derech to use Salmonim, and Gami not use Salmonim, still it might still be altered. That's one Yisoid we see from the Mishnah Berurah. A second Yisoid, which is in the Taz, but not in the Mishnah Berurah, you should follow what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Speaking of the Taz, let's say you're doing something that's not mitzad refuah, but the derech is to take it mitzad refuah. It's discussing a case where a person is, he drank something, he's shikr, and he wants to remove it from himself. So he says, rubbing his hands and feet with oil, maestro, one time it's not nichol to get it refuah. But he says, if you want to take the snuff and put it inside his nose, maestro, since people do use it for refuah, come here, you're not doing it mitzad to get it refuah. He still wants to say you have nochen ister over here because people do use it for refuah. Again, we're not doing mitzvah refuah. So that's going to be, again, a side point will come out to other cases over here.
Whatever refuah people use it for?
He doesn't say what it is, it has. So the people use it for a fool, therefore we also really not using it for a fool. What? Oh, that's the skiddush that it has. He's taking some monim that some people use for medicine. It sounds like it looks like maybe my sign, so you're people use for medicine. He's not looking for medicine, so it'll be also. But you get different cases over here. But first, that's really our secret first. First, again, we have one yisoid over here. Our yisoid over here is something he's not using some monim, number one, and it's not the derech to use some monim, number two, then it must be mutun on Shabbos. That means you again these cases over here. Whether it's a case of picking up your ears or putting a hot water bottle, and not derech to use some monim, might say it's mutter. And what does it mean derech to use some monim? How much is the derech? How many people over here? So the Kiryat Melech Rav, we're talking about Sister Yezer, he's also asking the question of why the Maisa, we just said over here in Sif Lamites, by letting a person like Kiyo, says, Biyad, the Maisa is Mutu Basam, the case is also. Here's the Maisa, if it's Mutu, if it's also Basam, if you're also Biyad, it's Shaykh, there's some on him. Question we just asked before it. So where we answered only Dom Lufur, says the Egle Tal Sotil Adovit. He answers, you know why? People do it Sam, but it's only a Miyat and not the Rav. We have to go after the Rav. Rav people have to use Sam. That's his heritage. Lamaisa, if you read the Mishnah Berurah and the Elul and Taz, both of you say do not seem to say that way. Their words are lefa'omim. Sometimes the person mazia through samonim, even though usually they do it through this case of exercise, still nichlan together that we have to have a shash or the gzera of taking medicine on Shabbos. So it sounds like the get over here is not the get of roi, the get of lefa'omim. People look what you're doing over here. They see that tzar. The tzar can be done. People see that tzar can be done two separate ways. They see the idea that I'm gonna do that they saw through active medicine, even though they're not using medicine, therefore on Shabbos the mice will be ulcer. Building upon this halacha, coming to the Pesach Miskos, just like we have the Mishavua says, therefore you'll have to take a knife and push out a bump, down a bump at the top of your head, should not get bigger. They discuss, can you take an ice on the top of your a bump? Someone bakes his head. First thing you do is you get ice. Or what people do, they go to cold water and they put on the running water. Can you go do that on Shabbos? So come on the Paiskim, whether Debatino, or Shlomo Zalman, or the Chodeshani, or Shmesh Shabbos Kilchotze, and others, they'll say very simple. Build upon the Talacha. Just like we see clearly Zip involved, the Shibur says, not Shaykh Adai Samonim, without a deck to use Samonim, the mice is mutter to use a knife. Who would in ice and water should be the same you said over here? The question is, Agam Api Cheshbon Shibur should be right. If you ask around, it sounds like today, maybe there are ways of doing the same thing using salmonim. I mean, the person gets a bump. Is there a way to put on a cream or oil? Is there a way to take any medicine, aspirin, a Tylenol, to thin out the blood and make the bump go away? What? Advil. So people say there are other ways of doing it also. If so, Agam the swarming down should be mutter. Maybe Bizman is there. When someone gets a bump, let's say an adult, put a child to the side, maybe the Chalushay Mazakonah. An adult gets a bump, does he ever have to use an ice pack or to put it under running water? Come on, Nishma Shabbos, and he points out, the Chor is a good kasha, but his man is there, why the place can be Michael? The truth of Mishabua says it, the Chayodim says it, coming from the Benton of Mechaber, but Maisha, his man is there, we're shy to use someone. Should be also the Chor, the idea should be, the Fiyah Makkum, the Fiyah's man. So being down B'Shem, Rabban Yom and Zil, but he analyzes, why at all is medicine also his man is there? Why is it also for? So you mentioned that we're selling the sugya of medicine, Rav Chaim not spoke out. L'chura, b'zman hazeh, we don't go over to medicine, take herbs and spices and grind it up. There should be no gzeres chisam on them. Elamai, the reason why we're being machmer, we're not going to be chokmim and minyan to mevatel what they were grazing in those days. So he says, let's analyze the one shock. If you go after those days, it was not shach to do some on them. The mice is mutter. If you go after nowadays, today, the mice says there should be no gzeres chisam on them. So whether you go after those days should be mutter, go after nowadays should be mutter. See the way the maisha should be mutter? That's as far as says svara no. Two bayot. One is first of all to answer Mechaimah's question, we point out we had three different other ways of answering the question. Either we want to tell that Bizman is there, that our people have homeopathic remedies, that people do get some on it. Or another way we want to tell that we go to third world countries, they do it that way. Another one to Taina, we brought down the Chodshani or Moshe, another one to Taina, the gate to other Malachas, Shaykh Losh, Bishul, or Tzah. So, different ways of answering it. These other ways of answering it, who are to use an ice pack or to put your bump on the cold water, should be a Bayal beer. And therefore, it's the gate Salmonim. If it's not Shaykh Salmonim at all, like so will the gate to the things you're taking over here. No, not that you saw in the night, the Samonim Shabbat. And here you take Samonim, you're taking Advil. So, Maisa, there is a Minchas Yitzchok who does bring down to be Machmer. He says in Lechura that the Ged over here, Shbila Fiyah Machmer, is Mani, brings down to Yilodava that way. And therefore, the Kitzel of the Shabbat says to put your hand under washing water, under cold water, Choy says also. The big name for a Moshe to use an ice pack in Shabbat, so Maisa is also. I'll be Cheshbin, I'll be Svor, Maisa, since people say, what? It's not in Shubin, in a Shur Aaron, Chelik Beis. Maisa says, it's a problem, you cannot do that on Shabbos. And yeah, he says one time an ice pack, one time he says ice. Both times he says the Maisa cannot use it on Shabbos, but he says Isser Rifur. Isser Rifur. Now, what? Because they say you take apple. People will tell him you can take different things. So once he can, we're back to the Yisoy to the Taz, the Mishnah brings down, the Shaykh Adai Saman, who won't have any Eter. I know numerous Swarm bring down the Smutter, including Rav Batner. He does in his footnote ask this question. But he left it as is. You have to know what all the Swarm do. They know the Metzias. I did not know that was the Metzias. So people start telling me that you can take Advil otherwise. What I do? I saw the Swarm. I know that that's what we do. I thought it would be Mutter. But I'll be swashed by a hair the Taina. If you tell me the Metzias is the form, and you do the Advil or other Mishkas, a Shire, so you won't have this Heter of, again, using an ice pack on Shabbos. Unless you're Cholishim Eskano or maybe a cotton.
Prevent the bump from happening, or just
right now you have something. Is what's it doing?
I'm saying, is it treating it, or is it just preventing something from happening?
The case of Shulchan Aruch, you have a bump over here, right? Slowly is fashit. Says Mishmur, why is the mutter? Only because not shekel is amon. That's his svara. They point out if the svara doesn't apply, it should be also. Should be also. What? Tell me, the people tell me. If you want to tell me, it's mamish, no one knows about it, Ken Zayn. It's the only yechidim I hear. You have to now take a survey, find out what the facts are. It sounds like Minchas Yitzchok and Kitzel Shabbos and Moshe seem to know this. Okay, we just. But with no one reason. The anti inflammatory, right? Okay. Maybe a case that could be the Kuliam is Mutter, Alcis, Man, Zed. It's called swing a biplate. Now, most of us were children and we had to wear biplates. So the question, can you wear a biplate on Shabbos mitzad the sugar of four, mitzad the sugar of boina maka patrish, mitzad the sugar of nechol, mitzad the sugar of itzol? So come along from the Zaman, numerous places we say, mitzad the sugar of four, who wants to tie off? The first is not shaykh al day sugar of tamonim. No one can take, it's putting it, some people are purely.
Why isn't insurance paper
it? What? They do insure this country. Actually, my kids are being insurance covering it.
But it's cosmetic. It's not.
Cosmetic? No, that's girls are cosmetic. No, boys are no, for health reasons. It's better. Bites, it's better. COVID abuse? They don't have to come out again. COVID abuse? No, most cases not. But actually, again, mice have a sugar for the one time, mice is mortar, why it's not shy, how they say, I'm on it. Not the character, not shy, but it's simple. Mice have a sugar, a boina, maka, padrish, come along with some of the zamun, it was kind of, it's not messing, a boina, it happens very, very slowly over time, it's not nick over here. In the sugar, me tell how it's so. My colleagues are placing a lot of weight outside. Wearing a makel, those are be machmer. How this is an interesting question over here. What about mitzvah the sugya of Ovdin the Chol? That means even though we have a head not shaykh adei samonim, came along with Sifrim Gimel says the mechaber. The reason why it's mutter because you have tsar over here, and therefore says mishmur is no issa Ovdin the Chol. Otherwise, time to take care of your bodily needs on Shabbos is a chore that people don't enjoy taking care of, and therefore for that reason we have a bayah Ovdin the Chol. So the Maaseh Orcha Shabbos says, I'll bring you a rye the Maaseh's mutter, and a rye from the Zalman says, you can wear this by place, no problem. He wants taino. The idea over here, it's not nicker, anything's going on. It's over a couple of years, the by place affects it. That's not nicker to get it under call. Gan look the Shani, he says, not clear that way. Why should that be so? It's not nicker, but circle safe, it's a chore you have to go do. Why is that nicker in the Issa under call? It's a little bit gimel. You always have to take care of two things. One inside the Sigur four that we took care of, saying there's not shackle that some on them. What happened inside the Sigur of under call over here? Taking care of your needs, there's a chore over here. And therefore, the chosh should be a bayat on the chol. And therefore, I see a lot of young people very machman Shabbos not to wear it, sometimes even during the week. Fine.
Yes. They have to wear it
one day. One day doesn't shift. The doctor says it's all the economy, but it can't die, but I doubt it.
When did you say the day off?
I mean, you realize that.
Yeah.
That
well, everything goes
on the chol? Everything, no. Everything is not on the chol. You're allowed to breathe on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. The idea how the Mishmur put over here, picking up your ears and your lunkis, or putting a hot water bottle, is the nichol get it over the chol. It sounds like taking care of your body needs is a chore that people do not appreciate doing. It's just something they have to go take care of. If a nichol get of tirchol and of nichol, people enjoy eating, enjoy breathing. That's not of nichol. But the idea of taking care of a person's needs is not something they appreciate. Nichol get of nichol.
That's just a light way to there just to set your teeth, right?
Right. That's what I assume they're referring to.
Some people wear it for grinding. They grind when they speak.
Ah, that's not refuah then.
Yeah,
they're discussing, I think they're discussing a bite plate and a knife race. That's disgusting. A knife race goes around you and it falls in the...
I mean, I know myself, I have a thing because I grind my teeth, but it's also a retainer.
And therefore?
Also, I get it. It's a retainer. I wear it anyways because I grind my teeth, but it's also a...
Okay, again, it seems to be most people do not discuss the idea of lechol. I mean, the Orchid Shabbos points out that it seems that all of someone discussing knife plates and knife. Come on, also on nice and make on these bite plates. Now, again, the question what happened to lechol? Again, the only one discussed it is really Shalom Zaman and Orchid Shabbos, still nice and make Chutz Shabbos says. He doesn't sound how to be make. Again, the sport you make on Orchid Shabbos says why it's not nicker. That's what those words mean. So what? Not nicker. I'm not sure. So what? So Kosaifi. Why it's not of lechol? But Sifmim Aleph is a sugya of Shechus. Someone's in the stock here. We have a get over here. I'm not sure what you want from that. Again, is it deaf? Someone is not deaf. Not deaf is more to mock inside, but also. It should be the same get. That's the same get. Yeah, the garb is, again, it's not shy for not the deaf, you say, someone will be more to. With the asafa that makom tzav, they will have an issur with the chol. Sif and malav, the idea of someone who is in the shtaka, what's his refuah? So brought down over here that a person can rub his hands and his feet with oil, and therefore it takes away intoxication. Now, what is the sugya of the het? We have two ways to stand the het over here. Either the makavam and stand the sugya like sifam gimel or mem. It has it's not the derech to use over here. Some one therefore the ma'aser will be mutter. I'll show you the way of the Taz, how the Mishpurim example of the Taz, the reason why it's mutter, because taking away your intoxication is not nichol negedah before. A person who has is high, taking that away is not nichol negedah before. Now, building on this as a Taz is only in the case where the person, what he's doing over here, is not taking salmonim. Taking salmonim, a garment is not before, will be also. Why? Because other cases, taking the snuff will be salmonim. Here, the mice will be also. Now, they do say, let's say a person is intoxicated, he wants to drink a black strong coffee, so Shalom Zalman, that avad is motor. Why? That's Michael Briam, that's not a shayla we have. Michael Briam avad is motor. The question is not Michael Briam, then again, since it's not a salmon movie, it's not getting before the mice is motor. Building upon this, come on, the friend discussed the case of sleeping pills. Can you go take them on Shabbos? Come on, the Chaim Nov, such a shulchan, he wants to say, Machlik is built upon the Taz of Magavam over here. What's the side of the idea of taking away the shechus? He wants to tie a coin the Taz, the idea is, that's not before. It's taking away something that's hindering you to act normally. He wants to tie the same thing, sleeping pills, is taking away, not letting you sleep, and now you're able to go to sleep by yourself. That's what he wants to say. He say, I look for a few of the Magavam, should be a problem over here. He wants to say, but zirf, anyway, the whole idea, I'm not sure why it's us at all. So that together, the Taz of Ma'aser be Mekel. This is one of the times Chaim Nov brings down the tear. His svar that we're not sure why an ostek medicine at all. If he wants to be matter on sleeping pills, the others might still want to be matter. Atzana Sheni, the svarim come along and they disagree. Either it's first of all they point out where Rabbanu brings it down. He said we never mistarif this svara that there's no exeskis. Someone's chikas samonim is manazah. Why he says Moshe's bringing down, Shlomo Zalman's bringing down. The person did not bring down the shita. First of all, we're not mistarif the shita over here. Secondly, what's the title? That over here, not falling asleep, l'chura, is why is it not been stuck in the gavro? It's mamash ticking the person who's able to fall asleep. Why is that ticking the gavro? Or to explain more, the way that Orchid Shabbos says over that's and why can a person not fall asleep? Look among the swarm, they seem to be discussing different types of people who cannot fall asleep. The way that Orchid Shabbos sets up, the way he says, and again, there are like five or six different ways, he sets up the three different categories. The person who cannot fall asleep, why? Because mind is wandering. Something happens there, he's thinking about different things that happen there, that's one way. There's another case when a person is stressed out or depressed, right? He just can't handle things. There's another time when I see his mom shechayla and he can't fall asleep. So there's injuries over here. So the place where I'm machmir saying you cannot take sleeping pills, and you chalish ein b'sakana, of course you can go take it. If it's a case over here where something your mind is wandering, then it can start clearing over here in l'chura. That bathroom is no refor. You're just taking, making sure that your mind doesn't wander. Now you have a head mitzvah, the singular taz, is stopping your mind from being oisik in things, taking away the thing that's making your mind wander, thinking about things might be mutter. However, he goes on further, he says, but the taz says taking something that's shaykh for a fool is also. And still he wants to tell the people are taking it, why? Because they're stressed out, that's nichon to get a refuah. Then we tell the chur, it comes along that the people are stressed out, should be also. People chalashay matzikon should be mutter. People in this mind is wandering and they think about what happened during the day should be also mutter. Except it's also because people are not, it's b'et them, but the people stressed out can take it, so they but no one can take it according to
the
taz.
Your point to the guy who set up in the Magen Avraham, that if you're, that your mouth is something, you're, even though it's for a fool, but you're a bar. According to the Magen Avraham, should be completely mutter.
According to the Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham that says that something which you're doing for, which is your which they explain, that means that if you're mouth, you have to already have the sickness in you, but if you're stopped doing it for guns
you're
for,
taking
for
some monim, why? To help you go to sleep.
But
should, should be that, again, we have.
That's like a bar. If you have a if you're taking kosher, right? When Magen Avraham holds, that's not mutter.
No, so here's not a regular bar. You have something that's bothering you, obviously. It's like shichus. Not like shichus. Something's bothering you. It should be Marsh's case. The Taz says shichus is bothering you. It's taking
fool,
away.
But not a fool when it's bothering you.
And still said the Taz, you can't still can take snuff.
Why?
Because since you're doing something that's taking away from you, and he says the Taz, because people will take it for medicine, when a person has another issue, when he, and he's not allowed to take those other cases. You're also going to ask over here. Because only after is not refuah, when you're taking something away, is when you're not going to use this thing for a case for refuah. You have both together, how's that for this? This is mamash the case of the taz. Something here that's bothering you, you're taking it away, it should be mutter, not refuah, except you would take it also for refuah. Something you take also for refuah to take when mitzvah get a minay. It's not something you're Michael Bari. You have a problem here. This actually is just taking away that something that's bothering you, that is mutter. Why? Because it's not through samanim. But you do get to do someone that is better to act refuah. You got me, it's not refuah. So the taz should be also. That's the taz. Now, it says the Aruch HaShabbos, the Mishmur is not bringing it down. I'm not sure what happened over here. This, the Yisoid Shabbat, bringing down the case, but not the Yisoid. So the question, what happened to the Mishmur? It doesn't say against it, it doesn't say either way. He left out. All this bringing it down. The Graz bringing down, the Aruch HaShabbos bringing down the taz. All bringing down the taz straight. Mishmur is not clear what happened over here. So the only reason to be Michael is go with the Mahalach of the taz and argue with the taz halfway. Say, go with this kula without this kumru. We don't have anyone who really argues with the taz, the chor should be a problem. Thank you, sleeping pills.
Well,
now, what about the other way around? What?
About
how can you take medicine on Shabbos?
But you're not really sick. You're staying in your sleep.
That's what we're discussing with the chor should be a problem.
And also have something that knocks you out. You don't need a phenomenal cloth.
You want to use the piano. The question is, what happened to the second half of the taz? Right, the first half of the taz is right. The second half before should be a problem over here. They asked about the other way. Can you take caffeine pills to wake you up? Is that going to be mutter also? So come along with the Damatino or the Chodshani. The one taina, it's not really healing you. Just making you pump faster. It gives you energy. The one taina, ma'abaya. Of course, not lichel l'sugir for. Same idea over here. The problem, like come along, Numa's pike going to say, I can't. The mice is a circle, so if you have a problem over here, you want to stay up, you want to sack in the grove and give you more energy. And we'll come along with Shlomo Zalman, it means an interesting riot, is fatigue to wake up, give yourself energy. Is that nichel l'sugir refuah or not? So there's a loch in Simon Shin Chafal Sifki Zayin, the end of the sugir of Losh, coming from the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem. The Gemara says about making an alointis on Shabbos is a problem. What's alointis, says the Machaber? It's a mixture of wine with cold water and a parsimon, shemen parsimon. Mixing it together, why are you taking it for? Says the Bialoka, it's not Michael Briam. You only take it when you go out of the bathhouse to give you energy because you're fatigued. Give you energy. And therefore, Nichol together says the Bialoka of a Michael of not Briam, it's an act of refuah. So, the Bishlam Zalman is a clear sugya, like most saying someone's fatigued, giving a person energy, is Nichol together refuah. If so, look, how in the world can the caffeine pills might be mutter? It's giving a person energy. So Maisel, among the swarm, it seems to be a machlokes shokel, but Maisel, it sounds like a clog mark that should be a problem here of doing this thing on Shabbos, of you allowed to take caffeine pills. Now, I asked people this past Shabbos to get energy drinks, can do them on Shabbos. So everyone told me, first of all, Gatorade certainly is Michael Williams. Everyone knows whether you need energy or not. But even the blue or the other stuff they take, they say, well, everyone knows it goes good with vodka. Everyone knows Michael Bremer. Everyone knows you mix it together. So I'm actually taking it separate. Yeah, so also people, it's around, people will take it that way. It's definitely get a Michael Bremer, which I hear the Swarish Shabbat. So I do hear why energy drink will not be a problem with Shabbos. God is giving you energy. However, this caffeine pill, of course, should be a problem over here. It's a real thing if you want to just enjoy the taste. Okay, in the Taz case, we're talking about medicine. This is
really?
It's not medicine. Fine. Next sugya of Sifrim Beis of doing exercise. Or best in the word, the Mishnah is Avloy Mis Amlim. The way the Oilin says in English is the word exercise, which is not that simple. So first, what is the Issa Shabbai? We have Macholikis showing them the way the Rambam says Issa means Amel and it's the Sugar of Refuah. The Oroch and the Rebbe Ben Echanal says the Sugar of Refuah and therefore the Torah brings down in the Mitzad of Refuah Shabbai. That's how the Shani, you look up the Mishnah, Akufim Zayin. The Mishnah over there says after words of Mis Amel says Loi Mis Garin. The person cannot scratch himself. It says Rashi, why cannot scratch himself on Shabbos? Why Mitzad of Sugar of Uvdin Dechol? Explains that Choynim, the word of the Chol is going back in both cases, Zay Ami being Mis'amal, exercise, and also there Mis'garin. They even look in the Piskei Rid, he writes clearly, there's the Issa of Mis'amal of the Chol, and Taisi Yontif explains, Shan Rashi, Tan Sugi of the Chol. So number one, was the Issa doing exercise? The Machlok is Rashi vs. Rabbam, that's what Olam calls it. Is the Issa Mitzad of the Chol, or the Issa Mitzad the Sugi of Refuah? Now the question is, what is the case of being Mis'amal? You read the Rishonim clearly, it seems to be in the Shitase what he said in the Issa over here is. And that means you look at the Rambam, he says the case over here, the person being Dersh al Gufay Bekoyach, he's stepping on his friend's body with energy. Until he starts sweating, until he gets heated and sweaty, or Shehelech, he's walking, or the word of Ben Chananel, he's being placed in his kafles, are the same, he's stretching and bending, until he gets heated and sweaty. I mean, the person over here doing different exercises over here until he comes in and sweaty, which is the side of the Issa Mitzad Refuah. There, what the Torah brings down was Issa Mitzad Refuah. Why? Because he's doing these jumping jacks or any things over here until he gets sweaty Mitzad Sugar Refuah. And then, why is it Refuah? The Taz says, I'm not using Samonim, the Taz is the Mishnah Berurah. She says, Shaykh, I say Samonim. Tzad Hashem, you look at Rashi again. Rashi says, what is the case of Mis'amal? The Shaf Sheif Bekoyach. Person rubs vigorously. Rubs vigorously. That might be the Issa over here. That's the case. Once that's the Isser, what's he said, the Isser? Umdin the Chol? Rivon, the Piskei Rid, Rav Mishnais, Mukhiyoisi, the Kamalunga says, the Isser over here is Mitzad Sugar Umdin the Chol, and explain what is the Isser, the Shafshe Bekoyak. That means they're arguing what the case over here, and may they're arguing what the Isser over here is. Is the case Mitzad the Gedda being Achei Giri Azir, heated and sweaty, and therefore the Isser Mitzad Sugar of Four? Or the case of the Shafshe Bekoyak, and therefore Nichol the Gedda of Umdin the Chol? Now again, well, Mezrachem, I think we'll speak out more tomorrow. But what is the definition of Ovdin Nechol? The way how the Tveris Sol in Mishnayis has Akdomo called Kel Shabbos. On the first page, he says there are three things that can lead to Ovdin Nechol. Either a case over here where it looks like a malacha, or a second way it leads to a malacha. A third case is a Tirchol is a little Shabbos. It's a chore, a work over here. So in the case over here of the Shafshe Mekoyach rubbing somebody vigorously will not lead to a malacha or does not look like a malacha. It's just a massage getting rubbed vigorously. Is it sure that we pay people to give us massages and no one enjoys giving massages? Everyone likes getting massages. But the Maaseh, it's a walk, it's a work, it's a chore. And therefore, since it's a chore, it's not going to get up here, it's not going to get up over the call. So again, we have two different cases over here.
The Ben Chanan's understanding of sweating.
Yeah.
Was the sweating itself the reform, or was it the exercise?
So, Pashas means it's what caused the reform, wasn't itself the reform. It was exercise per se.
Okay.
Now, some seem to argue this point, but that's what I think this is the Pashas understanding is.
All right. So they
help
with, you know, sweating things out.
Yeah, but that just, a lot of the sweat coming out is not the reform, it's
right.
Whatever the exercise is the reform.
Yeah. Maybe they did high yoga.
Now, since we have two different cases and two different Yisurim, are they arguing with each other? Well, this arguing from the Mishnah. What is the case of the Mishnah being Mis'amal? Is the case of Mis'amal a case of the Shafshe B'Koyach? Or the case of Mis'amal a case of Achei Giv Yaziyah? But that's maybe both agree. Maybe the Rambam agrees with Shafshe B'Koyach is also of the Nechol. Maybe Rashi agrees with Achei Giv Yaziyah is also of the Sugya before. They point out, read the Mechaber over here brings down the Sugya according to the Rambam, also Mitzad before, so we should call Ches. It's Simon Shinuchov Zainan brings down the sugya according to Rashi, Lashav Shibakoyak. It's the Umnachol. They point out Lafidim and Chablachor, there is no machlikis over here. Read the base station. It says, the Yom Pshat is over here. Rashi already said Simon Shinuchov Zainan. That means he sounds to understand, seems to understand. They just argue what the case is, but Lachal Maisa, they both agree. And then you read the Bach writes, they don't argue. They both Maisa agree. They're just arguing what's the case in the Mishnah. But Lachal Maisa, there's no machlikis over here. The Graz, Machzah, Shekel, Tiladovah, the Kamal, said there's no machlokes, both of them the Maisa Emes. Just they're discussing two different cases. Al Tzad Hasheni, Maisa Yirin Mishnah Berurah, he's coming from the Eli Ravel, and they're coming from the Shmok Avram and the Shulik Geborim. They point out that the Shulik Geborim says not the way. Shulik Geborim wants to tighten the coin to Yambam, the Shaf Shebekoyah, to rub vigorously, the Maisa will be Mutter on Shabbos. If I get a coin to Rashi, I should give it to you, also be Mutter. And therefore, the way the Shmuel writes four different times, say over here, a couple times, say in Shidduch of Zayin, what time is my colleagues showing them? That's not time to argue Pshah and the Mishnah, the argument also the local Maisa, what to go do? On the side that it is a machlokes, how do we pass it? Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, bring down the El Rabbah, we pass it like the Rambam, the Issus Dafko, Asher Giv Azim, instead of the Sugar Pool, like over here. Mashenkin, the case of Machabinan, Simon Shidduch of Zayin, the Shasha Bekorf, of the Chol, we do not pass it like. That even if you go like Rashi, which Mishmur said we go like the Rambam, what is the definition according to Rashi? Okay, according to Rashi, the Isra is the Shaf Shebekoyach. If you read the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Sochin, Umashmashin, and then afterwards says afterwards, Avloy Mis Amlim. You anoint, and then the case is you rub Bekoyach. Does that mean going back on the ratio, you have to do a case of using oils over here, even without a case of oils? So you read the Beis Yosef by us, Beis Yosef come along and says, the way how Rashi understood Amos Amlin Nichol of Nichol, you know why? It's going back on Sochin. It's going back on the case using oils over here. That means the whole day it's according to Rashi. If he's the base says, the doctor can take oils. I give a guy good massage with oils. The Shashim Bekoyach can only be ulcer. Atzad Hashem, the Eli Rabbah says, what do you mean? Even without Sochin, Circle Soif, it should be ulcer. Circle Soif, it's a of Nichol case over here. That's ulcer. I mean, before we get to the cases, first we have five. You say this, you said, what is going on over here in this halakha that's brought down that submission of? Number one. What? We'll speak it out. First, the what came out. We said five things over here. Number one, what is the Isser? We have Machalik, the Isser, we said, Ovn, the Chol, Rashi, was like the Ramans, the Sugar, before. Number two is, what is the case over here? According to Rashi, the Shtosa, the Shafshe, the Kayak, to rub vigorously, according to Ramam, Achegir, Rezia, till you get heat up and sweaty. Number three, if it's a Machalik, how do you pass like? That we said the Mishmur is passing like the Rambam. Number four, according to Rashi, the Segiya Ve'azio, it's the Shashu B'Koyach, is Dafko Shevna Nak, Machlokes Beis Yosef, versus Eli Rabbah. And we said the whole idea, if it's, and number five, who says there's Machlokes at all? Beis Yosef in the back says there's no Machlokes, you have both Shitas. Mashenki, Mishmur says that the Mishmur is passing like the Rambam. There is a Machlokes over here. Go through cases. There are really two groups you have to go through. The case of cases that are mitzad refuah and they get to exercise. And then people doing exercise, not mitzad refuah. They enjoy exercise. Two different types of groups of people. So first, doing exercise mitzad sugur refuah. For example, let's say a person who chalish aim by sakono, or sakonis aver. The way the nishmas are vomiting brings down a person who had a stroke. Can you do exercise on Shabbos mitzad a stroke? Now he has a lot of Hebrew terminology over here, I'm not sure exactly what he means. The kids of the Yisoyeshiva Yisachor, yes. Exercise, it's an Isser of Refuah, the most of this over here. That according to Rambam should be Motu by Chalish and by Sekona. Even according to Rashi, it's an Osim, it's an Ub Nechol, for Mokum Tsar, like Gosu, like I had in the Sif Mem Gimel, Tsar takes care of the Isser of Nechol. It's a sign of the Rashi, it's a sign according to Rambam. If you're a person of Chalish and by Sekona, of course you can exercise. That's the doctor says, it's at the getter of a stroke, you have to take care of your different Avorim over here. A other person can exercise, that's simple. What about the other way around? He's healthy for doing it lechazik mazgoy, strengthening his weakness over here. So come on the Mishavuah, and he sends you to the Mogarom. The Mogarom ends off Ayin Tzif Lam Zayin. He says the Maskon of the Mogarom, lechazik mazgoy, the mice is also. Lechazik mazgoy, the mice is also. That means it comes along again very simple. Lechazik mazgoy is also, Mashein, Chalishim, Mezikono, Skon's Abel, the mice to be mortar. Now the Swabs get involved in different cases. Some of them have a hard time knowing what the Matthias over here is. They discuss the mice, for example, using weights to strengthen a person's muscle. Mitzad, he needs energy because he's a Mitzad Sugar Refuah Shaboy. They point out So whether you want to say it's mutter, but you always have a bayah using a kli. The Mishnah says aim a garden. You cannot scratch yourself. Says Gemara with a kli, bayah is mutter. So you always have a bayah mitzad sugu of the nechol. Even if you like to exercise, l'chur you have always a nocha bayah mitzad sugu of the nechol. L'chur for that reason, maisi you cannot use kelim mitzad sugu of four to go use these things on Shabbos.
Why don't you have a
If you have a case of tzar, then it will take you to Issa with Nuchal, but still you have an Issa of Mimus Amal exercise. You have two Issim over here you have to worry about. Now they discuss doing a physical therapy without using the case of Kalim. Now, come along with the Avni Ashbo, you want a Taino that's not sharp to be used on him. Might say that itself should not be enough of a heter. Come along with the Chodshani, he says, and also in the case of tzar, it will be Mutter. Otherwise, you'll have a Bayam Tadasugim with Nuchal. So first of all, those who want to assume physical therapy is shaykh without taking some on them. Now all this, I'm not sure why they're arguing for, or they're maybe discussing different cases. Again, I have a hard time understanding some of these cases over here. But the way that Sisliyazer and Shmir Shabbos or Shlomo Zalman like Tanya, you have no heter. They want Tanya. It sounds like they hold the shaykh are they some on them, or discussing other cases. It sounds like they have a bayah doing physical therapy on Shabbos. Now again, physical therapy, again, there could be numerous different things a person is doing to strengthen his muscle. Could be more expensive the using the medicine. Or it could be that maybe it's easier or better to strengthen it using doing it by yourself, strengthening your different bones over here. Well, nice, it sounds like in the machlokes you can do physical therapy on Shabbos. They do discuss a breathing exercise. My wife gives out, she's a speech therapist, and gives kids breathing exercises on Shabbos. Then the nice is supposed to see the swamp saying, nice, it's not a problem. One says, it's not nechol in the get of malacha, it's not shakh b'samon, it's not nechol get of nechol, and one says, it's no problem over here. That's the gear, fine. Exercise mitzvah the sugar before. Then what about exercising mitzvah if you enjoy it? Can you exercise and enjoy it? You like running, you like doing push-ups, sit-ups over here. Can you do it? Because you enjoy it. So they come along the Achoin and they point out there are numerous reasons to be machmer, and those want to be Michael. The reasons why to be machmer, they point out, first of all, according to Rashi, the shashim b'korech nechel gedo of nechol, who exercise given by Yamitad Rashi of nechol. Could tell me no pass like Rashi. First of all, we have according to Rashi, there's a problem over here. Second, they point out, according to the Rambam, where the Rebbe Chanan says over, says kamin meiser refor. Says the malam lahoyer kamin meiser refor. It's like a meiser refor. You want time to exercise. Kamin meiser refor. Voi kamol the arche Shabbos kedark. He says you always have a bayam mitzvah sugya of zolz on Shabbos. Then he gets those and also you have a bayam mitzvah sugya of the nechol over here. Voi he throws in the sugya in simin shen alf. The gemara daf kofi gimel. They have a potik in novit says master chacha. The luch of Shabbos not be the luch of shchol. The way a person walks in Shabbos should not be the way it walks during the week. Therefore, the Halacha Shulchan Aruch discusses you get to Amas Amayim. Could a person jump over it on Shabbos, take big steps? They won't say, the Maaseh can't jump over it. Well, that's what you do during the week, except since the Tirch, the walk around, will let you jump over it. Otherwise, the person cannot take big steps on Shabbos. So the numerous reasons why people say you cannot exercise on Shabbos. Atel Hasheni, those one Taino. Well, first of all, we pass them like the Rambam over here. According to the Rambam, there's no Issa of doing exercise. No Issa of Nechol, that's what Mishbura says. Number two, even according to Rashi, the Chol, that could maybe be a case of Shemin, Msach, like the Beis Yisrael says. But Maaseh, if you enjoy it, what should the problem be? The whole idea of Maaseh Der Chechel is also when you don't enjoy it. If you enjoy it, Maaseh is Mutter. The Kamlung Rosh Hashanah says when you enjoy exercise, you have to know what you enjoy. Do you enjoy the exercise, or enjoy that you exercised already? But exercising itself is a terror, so you don't enjoy the exercise per se. Some people enjoy the fact that they exercised and the Tetzah that came out of it. Some people actually enjoy exercising. So you have to know, even if you enjoy it, you have to enjoy the exercise per se, not that they saw that after I felt good, I exercised. Right, so the Isha Shail, exactly, you should exercise. The Maisa Kiyidua, that's only not in the spirit of Shabbos, and that's the Chor of the Aruch of Shabbos means, Zilzul Shabbos, or maybe Nechel Gedda Um Nechol, it's not the correct thing to go to. But either point out, unless you want to exercise, also just for now, using weights over here, you back to what the Mishnah says, Aim a garden. That person cannot even scratch himself with the back scratcher. It's had a sugya of Nechol. Certainly it's not worse than that case over here. You certainly cannot use weights on Shabbos. It's had a sugya of Nechol. Unless we get to the head of special ones for Shabbos, correct.
You say this about Machin Tzadlai Gazer, even if you're not healing the Tzadlai today, in 6 months from now, your arm works better.
So the Chodshani says, no, the Tzadlai, so that you take care of the Tzadlai now? This
no, I mean, physical therapy is still the same.
No, that's the, still taking care of the Tzadlai. The Chodshani, you would say
still
that.
The
I think you would take care of that.
Can
you
Can you
it was people are exercising to wake themselves up. I would assume, yes.
Your
yodah on Shabbos. You want time? There's Mavakim Mitzvot to learn Torah. I hear this one. Now, just another case that came out. Until now, discussing in the Mitzvah before exercise, they discussed what about getting a massage on Shabbos. So first, if you get a massage peripheral in a very light, so the Shabbos B'Koyach is also peripheral in the Maisa. Says, but this is more term. That should be more term according to everybody. So I'm a Maser before, according to Rashi, it's only B'Koyach, not lightly.
How to do it?
To receive and to give, either one. Right? Someone's giving
some
reason.
However, someone's not even Jewish,
because
giving
it. Okay, either one should, riffing should not be a problem. Either way, giving and receiving. B'Koyach, to give a massage B'Koyach. So what should the halacha be? So come on the Suda'esh, and he points out very simple. According to Rashi, it's also according to Rambam, it's mutter. Therefore, how do we pass? Says B'Chaim, very simple. We'll chosh both, no makhlaikis, therefore it's also. Says Oratzin, like the Mishabura, very simple. We pass like the Rambam, not like Rashi. Therefore, the mice, it's mutter. Each of the chulas she tells we have machlis Rashi the Rambam. Can you give a massage that B'Koyach on Shabbos and not? The mice, as far as to be machmer, to be medical, just practically. If those want time to be machmer, first of all, we have Rashi. V'oid, if you don't have Rashi, like mentioned before in Lechora, why is it not a case of a tercho? Maybe a minute or two. But once it gets past 10 seconds or a minute or two, people do not appreciate giving massages. Therefore, why is it not nichol to get a tercho or lack of oiding on Shabbos and giving it? They give it a koyach. Unless some people actually, there are people who enjoy giving massages. Those are the chidim. That's not the moinam. The moinam enjoy getting massages. So, in the Chor, you have a bayam, it's not a sugar, just practically. What happened to the person doing it? It's not a sugar of tercho and his oiding Shabbos. I tell the Shein Lemaisa, you can't make up your own gezeres. You can tie in the first of all, what to the Kuliyam of when Mishkibur, we go like the Rambam. But according to Rashi, maybe the case Daf with the Shemin, he had another case of Shemin. Void, it's a case of Rabbanon, son of the Kulo. So you hear Svar, Mikan Lakan, those who want to tie the Maisa, it's Mutter. The Panda said the Maisa, but it's Mutter. I tell the Shein, look at Nishmas Avram, we went to Ram, tie in the Maisa, it's also like giving it, yeah. It's not receiving it. The Elam says,
it
should not be a problem, right.
Sometimes it could be painful.
Sometimes it could be painful.
They like crack, whatever. They
no. But they do say the mice should shouldn't cause pain on Shabbos.
Besides,
other than that, that's not a. I presented two sides very clearly.
Besides getting it.
Besides getting it, should be no problem. They do say, let's say you have a bad back, can you get it? Let's say you have a Mitzvah Shabbos. So they point out, not check with Samonim. Welcome, Sar. Maisa is no buyer of the chol. Why the chol? The one time that once the Jewish people get it, it's Michael Bream. Once the Michael Bream, the Banda says not shak with someone.
What do you mean? He
takes away the okay. And but the ikatain is Michael Bream. That's the ikatain of Michael Bream. Right? That's all healthy people got getting massages. That's Michael Bream. Should not be a problem. Sif Mem Bei just ends off with the case of us litchot kreisos al tinnik. A person cannot push the stomach of a tinnik lahitzi. Make him go to the bathroom. So first, the question the Achoyim ask, we learned the law on Sif Yitzayin. The Ramah says that a koton is a geder chalisha emes akano, and once the koton chalisha emes akano, the law is allowed to do any medicine for chalisha emes akano. That's the flamed zayin. If so, why can you push the grace of the koton to help him go to the bathroom? It should be nichol geder chalisha emes akano, and all medicines of ma'aser are motor. So come on, the Tiladov and says he is soyed. He wants a tanya. He writes to 4 or 5 different places. That the loch of a chalisha imbe tzikona by cotton is more to dak in the gate to achilo. Food, like vishal, often discussed with negate food, all other cases there is no heter, they get the loch of a cotton being a chalisha imbe tzikona. I see faces over here, and the mice, the place can all disagree. Either look at the going says, wisdom of car to make by cotton, he says, the sugar of garguim. Garguim is nothing in the gate to sugar of food. Why the point out, we'll get to some narration I involved, for we mentioned already, akol chila etzel akor. Kamal Mechamel that says, negate to Godel has to be very cold, negate to cotton has to be a little bit cold. So we see the idea that even not negate to food, a loch is also going to be more makel by the case of a cotton. And therefore the person can say the loch is better than cotton, negate to all things is mutter, the gate of Chalishay Mesakon, a lot of doctor food. If so, back to the question over here, why can you not help push the stomach of the child to help him go to the bathroom? So I kind of want to answer, but ethically he's not, but sorry. You just come to help him out a little bit to make him go to the bathroom. It's not bizarre, it's not inside. It's not a chalamiya better. Therefore, just practically, my young daughter, she seemed to really develop very quickly, and she got to be colicky at such a young age. Usually it takes a month to get colicky. Fine, but some people are very mature. And therefore they come Kalki even when they're younger. So, Lemaisa, Kalki, if you know, people have or will have Ezer Shem. Not Kalki, they have kids. Fine. So, what the problem is, Maisa, the child's stomach was not developed yet. They have a hard time going to the bathroom. And therefore, the way of going to do it is you take the kid's feet and push it into the stomach, mom just says over here, or you take him on your arm and hang the daughter or son on his stomach. You bake up and down on the stomach, it makes the kid feel better. And maybe it helps develop the stomach, I'm not sure. But Maisa, gets the kid to be quiet, that's for sure. To come on the swarm, and the swarm is saying, the Maisa, the vad is mutter. Agam only says also, that's why the kid's not bizarre. The kid's screaming, crying at 3 in the morning last night, or any night. So then, avad, there's no problem over here to do this iser, or this Indian over here, being rapid even on Shabbos, because it helps the child. And when the kid's in sire, of course, you help him out. Nifle gil l'chelu shem b'sakomu. Sif Mimdal is about going into the ocean, or the river, or the tree, or different lakes over here on Shabbos. So come on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Lameisa, it's water because it's near Knemeka. You want to cool yourself down." Now the problem is, Bezman Azeh, can you go and take a cold shower or go to a ocean on Shabbos or to a lake on Shabbos? So look, the Gemara says you're allowed to. Before the Gemara, you're allowed to, except when you get to Siman Shin Chavah, Bez Hashem next month, we'll see this Exeris Goinim that the Mishavu and Magavim bring down, the Minik Ashkenaz Lameisa, we do not take cold showers. We don't do that on Shabbos. If so, what is our head to Bezman Azeh, near to the Maker, if we cannot go inside the water? No one can say, oh my God, going inside the water, not inside the Sugar before. You're doing it inside the Sugar, you want to cool yourself down. So Be'etzem, the place of Shabbos is the Kasher 400 years ago, and he said, Echlami, should be also Bezman Azeh. The Maisa Stibitz HaPoyskim, but not that way. They seem to say the Maisa is Mutter, the way how the loved one wants to answer, and Mechaim wants to Taino, because the Maisa still is a head to Tfilis Ezra. People do go inside, why? The people do it inside the Inn of Kedusha. There is a heter to go inside the mikveh that's cold. Some even want to be make a little lukewarm, or more than that. And therefore, since there is an hogel that people can do it, it's that near can make up and not cool themselves down inside the circuit field, it's Ezra, that's a heter why it's not near like the Issa before, and therefore it should not be a problem. I can't see the Chodshani still wants to be a fakvek and be machmer. Sifim Hei is the idea of saying this lachash for the choshim v'akov and they should not be mazik. No ism inside the sugi of tzedol. So Mishavua sends you back to Simon Shinvav. And Simon Shinvav, he says the yisoid, why the mice says motor. He says anything that's not refuah mamish, only refuah schooly, there's no isra refuah on Shabbos. Anything that's refuah school is not nechle gdeh skir salmonim. The gdeh skir salmonim is dafkan things that are real, not things that are not tangible over here. The place can bring it down. Sifim Vav is a loch of that you want to put a cold, clean top of your eye, you should not be mispashit. We already spoke out to Mishavua, the Magar Brom, that wants to tie the huad in any ice or a knife on top of your bump, and then we discuss is that applicable today or not. Sifim Zayin, most of the loch in Siflam, is a loch about to be Mavta or Shever. The Mishnah says you can't. Come along with the place, we discuss the different Nuchsois or Gears in the Mishnah or the Gemara, and we come along the place, we say when you have a fracture, to put it back. Maisa all the shouldn't might say it's motor. A fracture, you lap it back. The words of the ritual why nickel get up skunus aver. How it speaks out of Bosnia, you lap put it back, but to make the gevis, to make the cast about that you can do. That's the block of the raisel. You have no head to that, you'll do it after Shabbos. So to put it back a fracture about you can't do on Shabbos. What? Making a cast, you put it's boinum. Lamish you're making clear. Boinum see it clean. Or macro patch also.
But you had something like just the plastic pieces they put on, make sure it's put on,
no? And now they have the pre-cast, yeah. Pre-cast, that's no problem. That's not doing anything. Now, come on the Achrayim discuss, what about when you have a dislocated bone? It came out of its place, you're putting it back. It's not a fracture, it's not broken. It's dislocated, it came out from its place. It's come on the Magaram, and he says, Mechaba sounds like it should be Mutter, how he sends back Mechaba to Flamin, sounds like it should be also, even Lashishah should be also. Therefore, the Magavon wants a taina to put back a dislocated bone is a problem. That's the grass where I saw Mishmur points out. Numus Achrayim bringing down Loch Lamaiso. Asad Hasheni he brings down the Shulchan as a Shittim. And then the Chayadom they want to maise its mutter. It's lead to a case of Sakono. And they want to not only that, solely al they go avad its mutter. They want taina since they're discussing only a Malacha Drabbanon of putting it back. Malacha Drabbanon with the case of Sakonis Aver, Lamaiso will be mutter like the Loch is. The second level, that any case achilah shayish meskons aver amloch jabon is motor. Therefore, this case should be motor also. That means the etzvim of machloek is putting back the dislocated bone is a motor and Shabbos al day yisrael is machloek is magavrom. The grass say the mice you cannot go do that. Sounds like they're not lichol the get of skons aver. Atah sheni is the mishavur saying it's skons aver. It's only amloch jabon and therefore a person can't put it back. I'll leave that yes goy about you can't put it back. That's the Mishmur it says. That no one seems to disagree with that point over here.
For a cotton, then it should be good with the agro?
If it's a cotton, then it should be good according to everybody. What do you gain out of it? No, why? Chalisha Mezka has no head to be sold to Mlacha Dravon. Let's do a case of Mishinoi Dravon.
The
EFs should maybe have the first sheet. What? I don't know. I always wondered if we make these levels over here, who says a person like a dislocated bone is called a Shem Eskana? Is it either Eskana's Aver or maybe it's Mixed Eskana? It's definitely paying off by zero. I don't know if it's called a Golgoth. I'm not sure if this. I think you can't skip a level. It's localized. It's pain, it hurts me. That's localized. I'm in function. I'm not sure if there's such a level over here also. Sivim Ches is the Indian putting a band in the top of Yamak over here. So the Ikasug is negate the idea of Tzveya. Peskim Halom Mechab said to me Machmer. However, speaks out the Magavram Mishnah that says that even though they're putting on a band-aid, you have a bayam inside the sugya of Tzveya, in the case of the Rem band-aid, some of the specifications of Nichalei, the one time it was Manazer, whether it's red or white, if they're a Kluchlof, no kids by getting it red, even the red band-aid. And therefore, the Maisa Mokhom Tzorech, at Chak, you have blood coming out, you have to start the blood coming, you can't put the band-aid on top of it. It means first, as Ram say, wash it off, take off the dam, whatever you can do without the band-aid. Let's say it cannot be done that way, so what can you do, what you should do? Mokhom Tzorech, you put on a band-aid or anything else like that, and you plaster on top of it to stop the blood from coming.
What if it's just the effect, like infection, or let's say a kid that was always
Same thing again. We try to wash away the dams outside the sugya of tzveya. Then, if there's no dam, of course, you put a band-aid on. If you if it's not separation, it's fine. It's separation. Makom and chak, we're 100%. We do that. That's not hokah. Not even one floor. Chak means it. Any tzarich you need. Sifim test the locha putting a psila in pi kabas. So. There's a side point over here, the Bialokhid of Abbas had the Sugya of Korb Psikration, the Genep Psikration, the Lund Sugya of Psikration, we discussed that also. The gate of the idea when a person does an action numerous times, each time is not Psikration, but altogether is a Psikration. They discussed them over here, and Nichol again of Psikration. Those two questions we discussed, we brought down the Sugya again to the inner of Psikration. The person again of Psilois, Sepatois, Bizmanazer, just practically, Zib Shlom Azaman, today the Maisi, you can't put them inside. Why? Let's say you want to put inside a child, Akamal, in his backside. I might say, point out, first of all, it's not there for Lohitzi Lachnis. And why they say the Matisse is to not remove Neiman, Cyrus. And therefore, it should not be a problem as man as there, using Psilos, even by Kotlin, certainly, and even by Kotlin, they say there's no Isser practically to apply this halacha and negate also as man as there. Negate the Simon Reishchov Zayin, just of Gimel, is really, again, the Sugya Kufim Zayin, the mission over there. The mission where it says that a person can aim a garden, you cannot. Is it okay? Not okay. Say it. The mission says aim a garden, you cannot scratch. What is Issa aim a garden? Speaking of Rashi, you put down what the mission, whoever wants to go, whoever wants can stay. I'm not having anyone to stay. Speaks out Rashi and the Rishonim and the Mishwurim example, the Issa of Megadim is scratching a person, is an Issa Mitzal Suga of Ovdin the Chol. It's a chore to scratch oneself. Now, what is this Issa? So Rashi is very clear in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Vimegideres, using a back scratcher. That means the scratch of Stamazoi is Mutter. To use a back scratcher, says the Mishnah Brua, that Biyad is Mutter, however, with a back scratcher, Mais Nichol Negedo of Ovdin the Chol. Goes on the further, Gemara goes on further and says, speaks out, that's only stam when you want to scratch yourself. You want to move the tit, or the tzayah, the top of your body, with the scratcher, lemaisa, it's motor. Therefore, the mechaber brings down, to move tit with tzayah, lemaisa, it's motor, explains the Torah, what is the reason? It's clear that you're not doing it inside the getter before, and therefore, lemaisa, it's motor. So first of all, comes out very clear, to use a back scratcher is also, biyad is motor, to take off the tit, lemaisa, still can be motor. The Gemara on Maisa is Mamshech after it says this idea. You have to realize, Gemara said the first one point over here, that the law is that you can do beyond his motor. Then it says to take on the Tiz motor. Then it brings down the story that Shimon Gamil, that after it says the Tiz motor, brings down the Maisa of Shmuel by Yehuda, that his mother made him a silver back scratcher. The Gemara brings down that his mother made him a silver back scratcher to go use on Shabbos. why did the mother make him a silver back scratcher? What's it going back on? Is it going back on using a back scratcher in general on Shabbos? Is it going back to the look of Titvit Sayah on Shabbos? That means those, the Meiri and the El Rabbah is very clear saying, going back, you want to take off Tit and Sayah on Shabbos. How to go do that? Has to be a clean miyuchot to take away the sigil of Din Dachol. Has to be a silver back scratcher. That's how Shadim Magavram says not the way. The Mishpur Mikdam, the El Rabu argues the Magavram. Says, no, the ik is like the Magavram. That the loch is that any clean yuchel akach takes away the sigil of the chol, and therefore you can't have a back scratcher on Shabbos. Let me do this shell again. We have this silver back scratcher as mother made, going back in the ratio of the sefer. Going back in the ratio tells us a heter. Anytime you have an issur of the chol, a clean yuchel akach comes to his mother. Come on, El Rabu says there's no such heter. When it's a tit l'tsaya, then we have a heter to use a klim yuchel akach. Otherwise, it's ulcer. Again, lochel ma'is, the person can win like the Mishnah Berurah, and a klim yuchel akach helps the sugya of the chol. Therefore, just to make it practical, person who has a brush for Shabbos, the loch is, you cannot have a brush that you use during the week on Shabbos, lochel simen shen gimel, al tsug of the chol. The same comb you cannot use, same brush you cannot use, same toothbrush you cannot use. So the question is, can you now have a brush yuchel for Shabbos? Kamal HaKorim point out from this sugi is the Mamok and the Mishnah Berurah, this is out of the Makar, we have a clean yuchel akach lamaisa, it helps to take away the sigil of the nechol. That means you see two things from us. Number one, taking away the nechol and mokam tzar l'gosu. And number two, we'll see the locha is that what? The clean yuchel akach will take away the sigil of the nechol. Now the question is, what does it mean clean yuchel akach? That means you have a brush on Shabbos, you cannot brush here on Shabbos. Two problems, one more time, psik ratio, even not psik ratio, is a sugyo of the nechol, of the nechol. Elamai, you have to have a second brush. Let's say the brush looked the same exact way, but it's miyuchad for Shabbos. Is that mean mutter? Because miyuchad for Shabbos. But no, we see from the mother of Shmuel, that what do? He had a silver one, a different one. It has to be nikur, that's different. Does it have to be different? Or it could be the same thing, just miyuchad for Shabbos. So however, Moshe and the Minchat Tzitzchuk being done in Shuv has to be different. Has to be Yuchud that we see, that this is a Shabbos. Now, sunlight from Moshe does not mean that it has to be different per se. You can make a sign upon it, put a bandit around the brush, make it also Yuchud for Shabbos. So the Izzel of Yashiv wants to tell you that a broom on Shabbos also has to be Yuchud for Shabbos, otherwise also Shom Zaman disagrees. Seems to be Minigal Olam is not the way. Looking at Shiva Smir, they don't seem to have any brooms Yuchud for Shabbos. He asked the Mashkiach why that's so, Yishlotan. But Echshia, Maisa, it seems to be that negate a brush in the house, that you brush it here, or a comb, or a toothbrush, the locha is, it sounds like, so the Moshe Minchas Yitzchak, the locha is, that's to be miyuchad, meaning it has to be nicker, that's different. I tell Hashem, but Shabbos, he wants to disagree, and says, no, it just happened to be that the mother made a different one. As long as it's miyachad of a Shabbos, takes care of the Issa of Unnachol, seems to be a machlekes, had to take care of the Issa of Unnachol, has to be nicker, that's different, or just miyachad for Shabbos. Just to end up with one case, because I was asked this past Shabbos as myself, when we discussed this past Shabbos, and I, over the years the question came up. Negate to taking medicine, negate to when people have worms inside the body, pit worms. Now, I got the first time I was asked this question, it was actually on Rosh Hashanah, 3 days Rosh Hashanah, by an adult, that he wanted to know that he has a very hard time davening. And he can't really sit that well when he had these things. So you want to know, is the Eitzah is, I think everyone got the point. Actually, when I tried to say it this past Shabbos, but on the Shabbos meal, people did not appreciate it. But upon Efshi, and they didn't really appreciate it, the topic. But Efshi, the question was, can you take Vermax, that's medicine to help out the pinworms on Shabbos, or Yontif? So first, Negeah to Yontif per se, this question is only Negeah to really Rosh Hashanah. Because the Lokah is Negeah to... Usually Shabbos, you say, no, wait a couple of hours to the body of March, but negate to 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, and the halakha is negate to Yontif, you can always take medicine the second day, except on Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out, the guy was stuck for 3 days, if you want to know, you can go take the Vermax. So there's a sugya mitzad, Til Shamo, it's he's asking from, and the sugya mitzad before. Mitzad the sugya of the Til Shamo, which he's asking Mitaych, that's what you're referring to. Can you go do that? So someone told me Isra Berkowitz. Berkowitz says you have an Isra Mitzad the sugya, when you take them out, you're killing them. Mitzad the sugya of the Til Shamo, it should be also. The Mitzad the Sugya, four as far as the Mitzad the Sugya, it should not be that way. The Rabbani writes no Isra Mitzad the sugya of the Til Shamo. Number one, they point out, just like that by Kinim, we learn the Simon Shinda Zayin, not part of a Rava. The one time this Talaam had again not being part of a Rava, therefore it should not be a problem of killing it. Number two, means that the Suga of Mitoich, Shechita L'maisa is Mutter on Yontif. So Rosh Hashanah, you should look forward to even not Mitzal, you want to eat them, it should be Mitoich Shehotu Mitoich's Hotu for Oichel Nefesh, even not for Oichel Nefesh, which really Makhloch Tapoitim, do you say it when you do not want the thing per se? That means, can you kill bugs or flies or bees on Yontif? Makhloch Tapoitim. He's not killing them because you want them, he's killing them because you don't want them. Is that nichol the heter mitoich? A second reason. A third they point out, taking vermach is only gromo. Gromo the mice of the horse should also only be motor, or really even taking it out should be a case of only a gromo. And when they die, because they're not in the correct place. The other one, Taino, Rabbanu says, but Jesus, when you take vermach, really what it does, it's not really killing it. These worms need, they need sugar from your body. In essence, you're now not letting them absorb sugar, therefore naturally they die. So in essence, it's the matisse is just not letting them absorb, it's the menea from letting them absorb sugar, and therefore it's stopping them from getting their energy, and therefore naturally they just stop cooling around and they die. Therefore, those are the four reasons why you want time not to get the tilus to shovel. The baya has been sad the sugar before. That's a big problem. Sad the sugar before. So they want to tie it negate to cotton, fellowship by the cotton, mice should not be a problem. Mice was Rosh Hashanah, was negated to an adult. So what exactly you go do? So I went to Reuben, I told him, I asked him, mice, you have a talorum, there's a gadol. So you want to know the big worms? Like, no, the person's a gadol over here. So he said, you would just call Selachura. Mice, what's that? He said, but sir, definitely pain in the localized area. Fine.
Why is it before? You're not heating anything.
You're taking something that is healing the existing shnap on you. First of all, it's taking medicine. It's not taking out. It's taking medicine that's healing you.
Take away.
What?
Better.
Oh, so they discuss God will be better. Yeah. If it works, that's something else. Yeah, they want time that it does. Yeah. So the Maisi said the Chushbi also. The Maisi Bano when he discusses it, and Tabi just says the Maisi can't take it. Bano says, "What happened to the sugar before?" He said, negate the cotton, not a problem, negate the guddle. He wants to add to maybe bank call. He ends up having a few from the zalman. Not sure why he wants to knock from the zalman. And he says, he's a sugar, caffeine pills and sleeping pills. And of course, should be a bay over here. And he ends up starting the mice, what exactly the het over here is. So to take it out, or other eats of the mice should not be a problem. So the sugar steals the shama. And they told me they went back to Berkut, they asked him, of course, should be mutal steals the shama. And they get the sugar of refuah, medicine, I'm not clear what exactly should be water, should be a bay for an adult to go take it on Shabbos. Someone again told me recently, I think he has a dog more concern, said before the same bayah, could go take it, would not be mutter. On Benjamin, tomorrow we're doing the Simon Shinam Gimel, Aleph. Wednesday, I know it says on the sheets, I like to do the Ashlama of Refuah and learn the Sugya of Machek Mimareach. I think that's really intertwined, taking medicine, the cream of Shabbos, and therefore I think in like 2 months is one of my requirements is to do Machek Mimareach, that I like to do on Wednesday. The message on Sunday we have Kavara, Monday we have a test, we have Amad Smelach, and then we'll go further to the Sugya of Abir Lanachri. Slava.